Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Do you remember that nursery rhyme when you were a kid? And if anyone were to answer that question asked of Mary, they would probably say, by planting seeds in good soil, making sure it gets good sunlight, water, air, allowing time and room. Room, not just for the plant to grow, but also for the roots to grow. Plant life 101. What is the root of a plant? According to gardeningknowhow.com, the roots of plants are their warehouses and serve three primary functions. They anchor the plant, absorb water and minerals for use by the plant, and store food reserves. Plants and their roots are so intricately connected that no plant can survive without its root system for support and nutrition. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus uses a parable of seeds being scattered on the path or in shallow ground, and then he says, but seed that is sown in good soil can grow their roots deep into the ground and grow strong. And he says, this refers to those who hear the word and understand and bear fruit. We are the different types of soil represented. The seed being planted is the word of God. So we are encouraged to nurture the seed, the word of God, in our lives, allowing it, the word of God, to take root so that we can grow strong in it, can grow strong in us and bear fruit. Apparently, this is important. I have an idea. How many of you have found yourself spending a lot more time at home over the last few months? Our world has been altered, hasn't it? As for myself, I do have a part-time job in the mornings at another church. Then I go home. And of course, there's time I spend here at Good Shepherd, and then I go home. And basically, unless I stop to pick up a few items on the way home, I'm home. Bob and I share a solitude we've not experienced before. In a lot of ways, it's been good for us. When speaking of solitude, we might not speak too much of a solitude, singular, as solitudes, plural, because there are different kinds of solitude, and different people experience them in different ways. One way in which people speak of solitude is as me time. It's a time to recharge our batteries and renew our energies. We all need to do this, and we all find different ways to do it. This experience of solitude as an opportunity to recharge and renew has been one of the graces of this season. For others, and especially those who live alone, this period of extended solitude has been a time not of recharging and renewing, but of isolation and loneliness. When work and social routines have become virtual or remote, and physical connections limited to what can happen sitting 6 feet away from each other. For some, this time of solitude has been a time of grace, and for others, a time of challenge. In the Christian spiritual tradition, there is another facet to solitude that is neither about a solitude as me time or as isolation. Brother James Coaster of the Society of St. John the Evangelist shares, in the monastic tradition, solitude is not about recharging our batteries or experiencing isolation, but enabling an encounter with the divine. When monks spend time in their cell, which is a very small room, and its primary place of their personal prayer, Brother James says, it is a place of divine presence and companionship. Like Jacob, we say, surely the Lord is in this place, as we open ourselves up to an encounter with the living God, and each time we enter our cells and shut the door. In the monastic tradition, solitude enables them to encounter God, whose name is love. While we might experience our current time of solitude as both incredibly renewing and perhaps enormously lonely, we can also experience this solitude as an invitation to encounter the God who so loves the world. How can we do this? There are several ways. We can replace some of what we do now with spending quiet time with God. That might mean turning the TV off for a while. There's not that much good on anyway. We can acknowledge His presence. Whether we acknowledge it or not, He is present, and it's a beautiful thing to experience. Take time to pray. If you want some help with this, the Book of Common Prayer, which you don't have in your pews right now, they are in the back, but the Book of Common Prayer has some beautiful prayers. Do you know, if you were to open the Book of Common Prayer to page 814, if you want to jot that down, 814, you will find many prayers already there for you from different prayers of the world, the nation, for the family, for personal life prayers, prayers of thanksgiving. That might be why it was called the Book of Common Prayers, huh? And if you don't have one, you can find it online. I think Carrie's pulling it up right now at www.bcp, that's Book of Common Prayer, bcponline.org. In the front of this book, starting on page 37, there's morning prayer, then there's noonday prayer, evening prayer, compline prayer, which is prayer for the end of the day. I've got to tell you, doing the compline prayer two evenings a week now has been quite an experience for me. My first couple times, I was dealing with just the technicalities, because I'm doing not just Zoom, but Facebook Live. So I have my iPad for Zoom, my cell phone for Facebook Live, and I'm juggling it, making sure I remember to do this. Do not disturb. I had a phone call come in my first time, and it messed the whole thing up. So any of you who were participating in the beginning, probably saying, what is she doing? It's better. And I'm really enjoying hearing now the responses that you're giving me, especially on Zoom, for the readings. I love compline. It's beautiful. All of those are, they're a blend of scripture and prayer. Scripture and prayer. But take time to pray aloud. Talk to Him. Talk to Him as if He's your best friend, because He is. Tell Him your worries. Ask for His help. Tell Him your thanksgivings. Forgive others. Forgive yourself. Take time to listen. That's so important. Read His word. Speak and pray His word aloud, particularly the Psalms and the New Testament. Get out in the fresh air for a walk. Enjoy His creation and meditate on issues that will make a difference, not just for today, but for days to come. Play some Christian music. I find worship intensifies with songs of praise and worship. When you call your friends and family, instead of just telling them you'll pray for them, ask if you can pray with them right then. Don't worry if you're not comfortable with what to say. Ask God for the words. He will give them to you. He has a vested interest, you know, in this family member or friend of yours. And even if words stumble, they will hear what they need to hear. It's amazing how God works. So, nurture the Word of God that has been planted in your life. Allow it to take root and grow strong in your life, and you will bear fruit more than you can imagine. As Jesus said, yielding an increase of 100 to 1, or 60 to 1, or of 30 to 1. However you experience this time of solitude, as a time of personal renewal, unbearable loneliness, or disturbing encounter, I hope you experience the love of Christ, who is the sower and the seed.